Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. The matchup lived up to its billing, a Monday Night Football classic. The Patriots and Panthers went at it in a game that had a bit of everything: compelling quarterback play, interesting decisions, and, oh yes, an extremely controversial ending.
Steps up to the end zone. The throw will be intercepted. Lester has it. A flag goes down. A flag is thrown. Gronkowski, perhaps interfered with, or at least held by Kuechly in the middle of the end zone.
Flag or no flag, pass interference or not, one more play for the Pats? It was a bitter pill to swallow when all was said and done, once referee Cleet Blakeman made his final ruling.
There will not be another play based on the reaction of the Panthers.
There is no foul on the play. The game is over.
Tom Brady's pass, intended for Rob Gronkowski, was picked off. And Gronkowski and the Pats figured a Carolina penalty was forthcoming.
When they threw the flag, I that's what I thought it was going to be. And it was waved off, so I can't do anything about it.
I really didn't know what was going on. You know, I seen the flag being thrown. You know, I got kind of happy, but they just called it off, so I really don't know what the call was or what it was going to be. So
there was confusion in the visiting locker room and frustration as well, not just over the last play, but also on the first 59 minutes leading up to the Pats' final drive. Each team had only 7 drives all game. The Pats' defense was frustrated that the Panthers were able to sustain long drives, including Carolina's go-ahead touchdown. And the offense was frustrated at some key missed opportunities, like Stephen Ridley's red zone fumble in the second quarter.
We didn't have that many possessions, you know, the whole night. And the few possessions that we have, we needed to convert those into points. And you get down on the red zone and put the ball on the ground, that's crucial. Whatever, you know, quarter it's in, it doesn't really matter. I mean, we've got to play mistake-free, knowing that their offense is coming out there to eat up the clock.
After having 15 days between games, the Pats now have a very short week to prepare for the best team in the AFC, the Denver Broncos. Any lingering emotions from the Monday night madness in Charlotte will have to pass quickly.
Frustrating, tough loss because you put a lot of time into this one. Preparing because you have that extra week there, but you gotta give credit when credit's due. So they beat us, and you know, now we gotta turn the page on this one, put all our energy into next week.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.